crime in the city of Fargo continues to be down last year and into this year. But we do have some repeat offenders out there who are continually involved in the crimes that we do investigate and take action on. And we've been, you know, trying to address that on the prosecution side and the really the judicial side with folks who are maybe not getting effective sentences or being released back into the community when, you know, sometimes they have to be, but, you know, trying to get better notification from our state prison when those folks are coming back so our officers can be aware and monitor those folks a little bit more. But there is some repetition in what a lot of these people do, especially in terms of property crimes. Theft, burglary, those types of things, which are often related to addiction and other issues. And then, of course, kind of feathered into all of that is the homeless population, which a lot of people attribute to crime. It's really its quality of life, and it's creates fear for people, and there's issues there from addiction to mental health. And I think that's what you're seeing a lot of. And in that arena, there is a ton of repetition with those calls.
Next, Vince, go ahead.
Hey, Chief. I live down in South Fargo, specifically across from Don's Car Wash on 52nd and 25th. And we got a major problem down there that gets worse every single night, and it's the crotch rockets. And here's the problems that come from it. One, you know, they ain't doing 35 miles an hour up and down 52nd. They're zipping it up to 70 at times, and somebody's going to get hurt. And not even the person on the cycle. You can be crossing a crosswalk, and you're going to get taken out because they're not going to see at that speed. Two, it sounds like the Indy 500 every single night. I've been to 7 Indy 500s. I know what it sounds like. And if you haven't been to one, come down to Don's Car Wash. You're going to hear it. Three, there's anywhere from 10 to 30 of them that park every single night, hang out at Don's between their runs up and down 52nd. And I know I'm good friends with one of the owners of Don's, and they said they've called the police department several times to say, hey, this is private property. These guys can't be here. So if you're not aware, just want you to be aware that every single night we got drag racing going on 52nd in the area. And you could come down, ask every single resident, knock on every single door, and they'll tell you exactly what I just said.
Yeah, thank no, you're 100% right. Yeah, no, I've lived down in that area as well, and that's been a problem for a long time. Couple of things. Our traffic safety team has taken an enormous chunk out of that activity, but it's not just down in that area. It's across the whole city. And so we've got these folks out there, and they're doing nothing but writing tickets. And in many of these motorcycle things, like you said, we've had fatalities. We had that guy right down there at 52nd that was going 143 miles an hour. He's now facing several felony charges. But also with the motorcycle, it's not possible to pursue and apprehend them unless we happen to have a plane in the air or something like that. So our officers have been using technology, sometimes partnerships with the HP, to track these people down and corral them. And in fact, if you go back on some of our social media, one of those crotch rocket guys was arrested right in Don's Car Wash by the gas pumps. After driving at extreme speed down 13th Avenue, and the cop corralled him at the gas pump, and he still tried to try and run, and they had to grab him and put him in custody. So it's been a huge problem, and you know, we're doing everything we can to address it. The other thing that's going to happen on August 1st is we worked very hard at the PD and with legislators to get an owner liability bill passed into law for fleeing vehicles, which enables us to hold the owner accountable. It's presumed that they're the driver of a fleeing vehicle, and so in a lot of these we have license plates, et cetera. So our traffic safety team, after August 1st, when the law goes into effect, will have another method to do that. They'll be able to contact the owner and identify who the driver was or give them a citation. So that's going to be another step in the right direction, but I 100% understand this whole motorcycle thing has been a very big issue, not just here in Fargo, but in a lot of places. And, you know, we're going to have to think maybe about some other legislative options next session as well with some of these motorcycles if there's a desire to try and better regulate them, because they are a problem.
One thing I've heard, I think you and I have talked about this at one point, is, you know, what he described at Don's, I've seen myself. Can you park a squad car there and deter that activity?
Yeah. Oh, we've done that, but they're riding motorcycles. how long are you going to tear it? They can drive out of the lot and hit 100 miles an hour. So we've actually tried to work with Don's, and I'll follow up again because at one point at least, they weren't willing to trespass them from their lot because that wasn't something that we tried to broach with the owner. So if that could be new information from that caller, I'll certainly follow up on that because if they're willing to trespass them from the lot, then yes, most definitely we'd go over there and do that. And so they couldn't hang out there and kind of shoot out of that area. So we'll follow up on that piece.